This is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. First question. Do you have any children living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yes, two.
How many?
Two.
Two, thank you. What is your age?
44.
44, thank you. How would you describe your gender?
Male.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
White.
Thank you. What grades are your children currently in?
Third grade and sixth grade.
Third and sixth, thank you. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this school year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a charter school, but public? Is it a parochial school or a Catholic school? Is it a non-Catholic, private, or independent school? Is it a home school, or is it another format?
Mm-hmm. School. Non-parochial, not religious.
Okay. Is it a public one?
No. Independent.
It's not? Independent.
No.
So what kind of school is it?
An independent private school. Yeah.
Private. Okay. Thank you. You mentioned you had a child in third grade. The following several questions will be about this child. First, which of the following best describes the school where your third grade child is enrolled this year? You said it's a non-Catholic but private, correct?
Yes.
Okay, when it comes to your third grade child's progress in reading this school year, will you say you are very concerned? So what concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your third grade child reading at the level expected of students in their age group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Has your third grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. What information do you use to understand your third grade child's progress in reading and writing? Conversations with the child, grades, report cards, information from child's teacher, English language arts, MCA, parent-teacher conferences, literacy screeners such as Reedy, Early Bird, Diabolus, START?
I guess teacher conferences.
Teacher conferences. Okay, thank you so much. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my third grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Does your third grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Do they provide access to an outside specialist? A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading, small group instruction, or something else?
Yes to all of those.
All of the above, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have you ever looked for help outside the school to support your third grade child's reading progress? For example,
no.
Hire a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside the school, go outside assessment, etc. Yes or no?
No.
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 Okay. When your third grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or other words in the sentence. They sound out the letters and the word, and they try to say them together and to make a word, or neither of these approaches?
The first approach.
Okay, thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your third grade child to read? Very effective?
Very effective.
Okay, thank you. Do you know what curriculum is used in your third grade child's school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum,
no.
we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach in a specific subject. Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use to class in the classroom to help kids learn how to read? How familiar are you with each of the following? Phonics, are you familiar or unfamiliar?
Familiar.
Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about textbooks by Fuentes and Pinnell?
Never heard of those.
Okay. What about Sound It Out?
Never heard of it.
What about Whole Language?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What about Tree Queuing or Queuing?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What about Reading Recovery?
Never heard of it. Sorry.
No worries. So what about sign words, lists, and flashcards?
I know, like, what flashcards are.
Okay, so you are somewhat familiar with that?
I mean, I'm very familiar with flashcards.
Very, okay.
I was a kid once.
Okay, what about guessing from context?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay, thank you so much. From what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, sounding out words, cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
I assume a combination.
Okay, thank you. Research has found out that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about this use of cueing in some schools?
I'm not really concerned. Don't we have, like, the highest literacy rate in the country?
Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal?
Not a
lot. Fair amount? Just a little? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at an expected level by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Not too concerned.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Yes or no?
No. Hey, are you guys affiliated with somebody? Are you nonpartisan or do you have an agenda? This is weird.
No,
these questions are weird.
No. We don't have an agenda. We're not political affiliated to anyone. It's just a research study. We're almost done. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Sure.
Probably yes or definitely yes?
Yes. I mean, probably yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at an expected level? School districts, school administrators, parents, schools, teachers, state education officials?
I guess parents.
Parents only?
And teachers.
And teachers. Okay, thank you. Does your third grade child have dyslexia? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Does your third grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No.
No. Does your third grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, does your third grade child identify as LGBTQ+ or not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Okay. That will be high school or college?
No, past college.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, 100 to less than 150, 150 plus.
100 to less than 150.
Thank you. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02135.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Sure.
Thank you. Would you like to participate in a future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part of these focus groups will receive a $100 gift card, yes or no?
Sure, yes.
Thank you. Okay, your first name, please?
Jeff.
Okay, last name?
Klein.
Thank you. What is the number to reach you?
561-797-8788. 561-797-8...
Okay, 797.
Yeah.
Okay.
8788.
Okay. What is the best email address to reach you?
JeffKlein@gmail.com. JeffKlein.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta go. Are we done here?
Would you prefer to be contacted by text or message or email?
I don't know. I guess email is fine. Text is
email?
Fine.
Okay.
Whatever one. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I really appreciate your time.
Right.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.